Okay, so we're picking up from yesterday, and we have one point more in this look yet. Okay, which is, that question is, why don't you say that even if you'll tell me that chain binding the lulav is not considered a real shinoi, because it's reversible, right, or because it's not really a significant change, but why don't you say you have shinoi hashem, which is that if the identity, of the object changes, then that's considered a shinoi. Okay, such that it creates a kinyan, it's a transfer of ownership. And the identity is changing because originally it was called Asa, which is like, is it myrtle branch? Is that what Hadas is? I don't know, whatever Hadas is in English. And now it's Hoshana. Right? So why don't you say that that's Shina Hashem? And that's Kenyan. Something changes name, that's also Kenyan. Right? So the answer is no. Because originally it was also called that. Originally it was also called the Hoshana. Found the case. I mean, I don't know. The Rambam doesn't say openly that Shina Hashem, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. If you steal a Telah and it becomes an isle. So Telah is like a young ram. Like a young ram, or let's say like a sheep, right? Male sheep? I think so. When it becomes an older one, an isle is a ram. Or if you steal an egel, a calf, and it becomes a cow. Okay? So that's a shinoi. So it takes on different identity, like a calf and a cow, they're different. Even though they just aged, you know, nothing really changed physically, but it's a different identity. Identified differently. They do different things. It's a calf and it's a cow. So it's a different identity. So it's saying, yeah, similarly, when it becomes a lulav, when it becomes a circus, it should be a different identity. So it says, no, it was already called that. Rashi says, why do they call it that? Al-Shem Sheragilim La'ugdam La'oshana B'chag. The reason why they always call it is because that's what they're used for. They used for on Sukkot, for that back. So the question is, what's the Havmina Rosh Maskana? I mean, maybe we should just first define what's the Havmina. Maybe before we get to Maskana, what's the Havmina?
Shinoi Hashem. I mean, I think we just had to define, first of all, what's the Shinoi Hashem? Ba'i Yitlah and an Ayel or Egel and cow, they're different. It grows up, and now one of them eagle can't do anything for you, or whatever, and a cow is a very good worker, and milk producer, and all that stuff, so it's a different object in man's framework. It has a different identity. So you stole a calf. Now you can never return the calf. The calf isn't there. The hashava is hashava calf. It's not a calf. It's a cow. So therefore, it's not the same hashava. Even though you didn't do anything to it, it just got a little bigger, but it's a different identity. It's a different identity. The hashava is on that object. You stole a calf. You return a calf. But if you return a cow, you're not returning what you stole. So Hashava doesn't exist. But what's the difference here? I mean, what's the idea of the Shina Hashem here? Okay, just before we get to why it's not Shina Hashem, so what would be, how is the Shina Hashem here? Okay, good. Okay, so should I say that beforehand, it was just like a botanical thing. It's a plant. It's an herb. It's a whatever you want to call it. Right? It's identity of the thing is a branch. It's a branch. He stole a branch. But now, what is it now? Yeah, so what's a Hoshana? What does that mean? Yeah, now it's a Chatzah Shal Mitzvah. Now it's a Chatzah Shal Mitzvah. It would be, so to speak, if you have a lulav on Sukkot and a palm branch on during the year. They're not the same thing. There's a palm branch and there's a lulav. Eye is the same thing. Like you see a willow tree. Let's say willow is an arava. Let's say you see an arava tree. It's not during the year. It's just it's another tree. It's a branch. It's a botanical. It could be in your garden. But on the Sukkot, it's a different identity. It has a different identity. So you stole the thing. You stole from him a branch. Right? A palm branch. Whatever. An asa. A myrtle branch. Now you're going to return to him. You're not returning to him a myrtle branch. You're returning to him you would be returning to him a different object. You'd be returning to him Chafetz Shal Mitzvah, a Hadas, a Hoshana. It's a different object, different identity. So therefore, that's not Hashava. So therefore, you're gonna. It's a different identity. Could be it's good. It's Chozel Briyaso. But the idea of Chozel Briyaso, at least one of the ideas yesterday, Chozel Briyaso, means that you could, you're chayev to restore it, but you can't. You can see, as long as you could always just take apart the nails and take it apart, but on Sukkos you can't take it apart. It is what it is. For the whole Sukkos, it has identity, so now it has its identity. The fact that Chozel Briyaso doesn't just mean that it will go back, but it means you could take it back. You could take it apart. So since you can take it apart, so it means that the change is just... it's just accidental, but here it's not. It's not. You can't do anything. It's true. It'll expire later, but I mean, there's room to differentiate. I mean, you could argue it'll expire later, but that's not the examples of Chozel Briyaso weren't that it's, you know, it will. You have to wait a week and then it'll go back. Those are things where it's always the original object is always there in potential because you could always just undo it. Here, that's not the case. So it's a different identity. Okay. So what's the maskana? What's the Mashkana? The Gemara says, no, even before in this called Hoshana. Okay, so I think Danny's saying like this, that there's two ways to talk about the name of a thing. Okay, there's like, so to speak, like a technical, scientific definition of a thing. Technical, like the name. Right? Which would mean that technically speaking, all year round, hadas is not a hadas. It's a myrtle. Because there's no chavtishal mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It's not sukkahs. There's no mitzvah altogether. There's no mitzvah to talk about. Right? All year round, it's purely a botanical entity. On sukkahs, it emerges as a chavtishal mitzvah. On a technical level, it would be a misnomer to call it a chavtishal mitzvah on today. Right? What do you mean it's a chavtishal mitzvah? It's not a chavtishal mitzvah. What mitzvah? It's just there's no difference today between this branch and that branch, right? But then there's like then there's also just like the naming of things, the way people refer to it, not the technical legalistic definition of things, but the practical names are what man calls things, and since the usage of a hadas. Is hadasim cost $15 all year, by sukkahs and for nothing regular? Since it's more significant, this usage of hadasim on lula and sukkahs is more significant for man than the ordinary use of the thing, or for whatever reason, I'm just conjecturing about why it is, but therefore man calls it a hadas. If you see a hadas during the year, you say, oh, look at the hadas. You see Esrog, you say, oh, look at the Esrog. Even though it's not. It's a misnomer on a technical standpoint, but on a practical, in terms of man, what does man call it? Man calls it hadas. He always calls it hadas. It always has that identity. Okay. So the question is, if in the halacha of Shina Hashem, in terms of Hashavas Gzela, that the mitzvah Hashavah has to be on the same object, has to be that which you stole, has to have the same identity, whether that goes by the technical definition of the thing, or it just goes by the accepted definition, accepted identity of the thing. Okay, and that's what the Gemara is teaching you, is that apparently it doesn't matter what technically. Naming is something that man does. And if that's the way man identifies the thing, then you say your Hashava is on the same object. Goes by the way man calls it. Even if it's maybe based upon, man's naming is based on different factors. Some of them scientific, some of them psychological, some of whatever it is. But that's the way the identification goes. And I'll tell you, it's a good argument. Is you could argue. It's like, what's the difference between an eagle and a cow? You know, a young cow and an old cow, a calf and a cow. I mean, I don't know, maybe there's some technical thing that happens at 1 year old or whatever year old that it does it. But I mean, on a simple level, it's based on certain practicalities. I mean, it's quality, intrinsically in terms of cows, it's just getting bigger and bigger, you know, unless there's some sort of impurity, unless that's the purity for a cow or something, you know. But like, you could argue, just for whatever reason, man could do different stuff with it, so therefore man's going to call it something different. But maybe a true scientist wouldn't really call it anything different, so what's the difference, you know? But I'm saying the idea is showing you that names don't go by. That's what the Gemara is teaching you. Naming vis-a-vis Shina Hashem doesn't go by technicalities, but it goes by practicalities. You know, practicalities of how things are named. I mean, perhaps you could go further. I mean, we don't really understand how Shina Hashem. We're not in the sugya again. So why it is, I mean, there's kind of a sense to this, but I mean, perhaps if we had more insight into the whole, the mechanism of Shinah Hashem and to the Sugya, maybe it would, you know, I'm kind of just defining what he's saying, you know, what's the Havin and Maskana. But why it is that, I mean, I kind of hear the intuition in the Maskana is good, but I could have seen arguing the Havin also, you know. I mean, the Gemara is deducing that Rav Huna is not holding that. Rav Huna is holding by this Maskana. But, you know, is it based upon, I mean, you know, maybe you have to see the cases of Shinah Hashem and see what is Shinah Hashem, what isn't Shinah Hashem, what's, you know what I mean? But again, it's not our sugya, so I don't, I mean, if you have a good idea, that just, you know, it comes to you. But otherwise, you know, again, oftentimes when you're dealing with a sugya which is outside your scope, it's you should be happy with getting a good definition, even though, you know, the ultimate depths of the thing is beyond you. You know, it may seem a little bit arbitrary based upon you know, our perspective, but of course, something would be perspective, you know, given if you don't have the details of the sugya, but still, it's a step in knowledge, because now you have a definition for the thing. So now you know the definition is still, it can still be true, even though it may not be the end game.